Happy football season. This is NFL tight end Colin Thompson and founder of Not For Long Media. Trending Thoughts with Torrey Smith is brought to you by our friends over at Wealth Advisory Services. If you don't know them, you should. Located in Doylestown, Bucks County, outside of the Philadelphia area. Also down the Jersey Shore in Cape May, New Jersey. And they work with clients across the country. They have a personalized approach to managing your wealth. Managing wealth with an eye towards the future demands, with skill and vigilance in today's global economy. Over the years, we've worked with clients and other professional advisors, including attorneys, accountants. They help people with retirement. They help young investors like myself navigate the crazy climate that we are in today. So check out wealthadvisoryservices.com, located outside and inside the Philadelphia area. Enjoy Trading Thoughts with Torrey Smith.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back for another episode of Trending Thoughts. I'm your host, Torrey Smith, and it's playoff season. I've been missing like the Cowboys were on the game field yesterday, but I'm back. It's the playoffs, and we are ready to roll. It's been rolling for the weekend, and I can't say the action's been amazing. Guys have been getting blown out, but we can't just let things slide on by. So I want to get right into it and start from just a couple of days ago when we started off the weekend with the Dolphins and the Chiefs. Listen, one thing about cold games, I hate the cold period, right? I hate practicing, hate playing, I hate everything about it. I didn't wear sleeves, so I wasn't soft, but I hated it, right? And when you think about the temperature that the Dolphins and the Chiefs played in, I mean, couldn't believe it. But they were able to do everything. They were able to run, they were able to pass, and ultimately the Chiefs came out on top. Talking about a team that has that pedigree. And was I surprised that the Dolphins didn't play well in the cold, on the road? Not really. I thought it'd be a lot better than that. But the Chiefs just came to play. You know, and I said it before, we talked about all season how this Chiefs team wasn't playing up to their potential. Maybe they don't have enough weapons, whatever it may be. Suddenly the playoffs happened and guys are rolling. So you see Rice out there, 8 catches, 130 yards. Suddenly it looks like Patrick Mahomes has a guy he can go to. All right, and Travis Kelce, you know what he's going to do week in and week out. And just watching that team, they know how to win. To me, the Chiefs are still a very dangerous team. And if I were on the other side, I would not want to play them simply because of that pedigree. Whenever you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, you're never out of it. I don't care. And until someone knocks them off their crown, I will always say they are one of the favorites. But obviously, and it's not my bias, the Ravens are the best team in the AFC right now. But this Chiefs team can knock anyone off at any given time. So I'm glad the Ravens don't have to see them unless it's at the end to see who makes it onto the Super Bowl. But great game by the Chiefs there. Dominant performance. It was never really close, and the Dolphins kind of fumbled it away. Yeah, I know people are giving Tua a hard time as well, saying he didn't show up. But, I mean, he played great all year. Right? I think offensively, you know, they were solid for the majority of the year. They just didn't come up, right, and they didn't play well in that game. And I'm not a person that's like, oh, these guys don't play well in big moments. Listen, if you win one NFL game, you can win a playoff game, right? It's not this different situation where you're preparing differently, you're overthinking it. It's still just a game. At the end of the day, when the whistle's blown, it's just a game. So I think sometimes fans, analysts, people talk about it and they really over-exaggerate what it really is. Did you win on that day? Any given Sunday, same thing applies. And I think for this Dolphins team, they just didn't come ready to play. And that happens sometimes. So can't really go to Cancun for them. They're already in Miami. It's going to be a long offseason, but this Dolphins team, I think what they've been able to build from the ground up is going to be here to stay for a while. So it's not going to be the end of them. This just wasn't there yet. But congrats to the Chiefs for moving on. But talk about the Browns and the Texans, man. I was looking forward to watching this game, and we watched it as a family because we cheered for Joe. But I'm not going to lie. I was a little hurt by this game because I was like, man, I want my guy Joe to ball out. But I don't really want the Browns to play Joe, right? Joe does some crazy things. And being in the huddle with him during the playoffs and big-time moments, like you mentioned some of the greats that you would want to be in the huddle with when it matters the most, And I put Joe Flacco up there with him. And yes, it may be my bias, but I've been there. I've seen it. Clutch situations, he's been big consistently. But it didn't work out that way down there in Houston. A couple of tough turnovers, and the route was kind of on from there. But if you watch the game in the first quarter, first half, it was really going into the middle of the second quarter. It was still very much, it felt like it was going to be a shootout. And then when those turnovers happened, it really kind of turned the game, really tore it up for the Browns' chances, and the Texans were on a roll. You know, you're talking about C.J. Stroud rolling, the defense having an opportunity to score as well. I mean, they just played great team ball. So no one really expects much out of these Texans, and I think they're really building off of that underdog role, and they played very well. So shout out to D'Amico Ryans for getting his first playoff win as a coach. I mean, no one expected this Texans team to be where they are right now. Not a single soul. So you had to give them their credit. And again, I love what I'm seeing out of C.J. Stroud. Great player, great person, great young man that's leading that program. And I'm happy for him as well. And we'll see if he actually comes up on the Baltimore next week. We'll see how the playoffs work out later on. But then we had our games from yesterday. Got to start with the Cowboys and the Packers, man. The Cowboys and the Packers. I hate to be that guy. Y'all do know I enjoy trolling Cowboys fans. I'm really out there with that simply because, like I said, I'm from Virginia. And all my family, my whole life, all I hear is these Cowboys fans and these Washington fans just chirping and bragging all the time. But the Cowboys, really, since I've been alive and really kind of remember here now, never really done anything since I was a kid watching the Super Bowl. And so, I mean, they just haven't been the same. So waiting for that, I like to joke with my family members, man, I have more rings than the Cowboys since I've been alive. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of nicking the playoff because it is one of the great franchises. However, this team has just been falling short with some really great teams. And again, different teams, different coaches, different rosters. The same thing continues to happen. It's not a one-person thing. I don't think it's an organizational thing, but the guys just, I don't know what it is that gets them over the hump. Right now, I know people like to speculate and guess. Is it Jerry Jones? Jerry Jones ain't the one playing on that field. Right? He may be able to put the culture out there and help set the culture a little bit, but he ain't on that field. Right? We're talking about really a different franchise if they would have done what they were supposed to and said Dez caught the ball. Maybe we're not even trolling the Cowboys like we do. But we're here. They got blown out at home as the number two seed, and that's completely unacceptable. A team with that much talent, a team that really was well coached the entire year, they go and they fold in a situation like that. I mean, it was tough. And I know everyone's going to be tough on Dak, you know, with the turnovers and talk about Dak doesn't play well in big games. I don't buy that either, right? I know Cowboys fans are going to rip him the whole offseason. And I'll say this, and I'll say this to anyone's face. You can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as your quarterback. But for whatever reason, they haven't been getting over that hump and winning these big playoff games. And it's not just him. Was Dak the one that was getting ran through and dominated up front? Absolutely not, right? His turnovers didn't help, but the trenches were won by the Packers, and they dominated this team. They physically abused them all game, and no one expected that. All we heard about was Dallas at home is going to be tough, right? And I think they built that up in their mind, playing in front of those fans that, you know, they have a huge and rowdy environment, love playing there, but the Packers weren't worried about any of that. Went out there, put it on him. Shout out to Jordan Love, getting it done with his guys there. He played extremely well. And just a big-time game, man. Aaron Jones, when you dominate up front like they were able to do, it's tough to win for anyone. And then you protect the ball. I mean, it's tough, fellas. It's tough. But Dallas, that's embarrassing. The score, 48-32, makes it seem like it's a little bit closer than it was. But the Green Bay Packers really dominated that game. And congrats to the Packers for moving on, and Coastal Four as well for getting it done. Again, no one expected them to be in that situation. I'll tell you this, didn't bet on the game, but if I would have, I would have put a whole lot of money on the Cowboys to get it done. And they didn't, and they folded. And now I have the opportunity to troll all my Cowboys fans and friends that I have, like Jay Ski, like Angel Colin, like Haroon Brown, like everyone else that I know and love that tells me each and every year that this is their year and we end up with the same old result. Tough loss, but a lot of trash talking going on this offseason. But the best game of the weekend was easily the Rams and the Lions. Real football, a real battle. These other blowouts were just kind of a waste of time. I was ready to go do something else by the time halftime came in the majority of these games. But this Rams-Lions game had the storyline behind it. You talk about Matthew Stafford coming back to Detroit, having the opportunity to knock his team out of it. But at the same time, you had the Detroit Lions, who have their quarterback, Jared Goff. Obviously, they were traded for each other, who was casted off like, hey, you're not good enough for us. We want Matthew Stafford. By the way, the Rams still very much won that trade because they won a Super Bowl out of it. But Matthew Stafford gets knocked out by Jared Goff, the guy who they said wasn't good enough, who played extremely well and finished with the ball in his hand. Shout out to Jared Goff for what he's been able to do for that franchise. And I don't want to say he really changed himself. He's always been a solid player. I just think sometimes he got the short end of the stick for feeling like, hey, he's not going to be the reason why his team wins. Well, I think Detroit's proven otherwise that he can do it, and he did it. So I'm extremely proud of him, the way he played. And Detroit fan base, they really kind of deserved that win. It's been a long time coming, 30-something years, right? I was 3 years old the last time the Lions won a game. And Barry Sanders, one of my favorite players ever, was still running during that time. So, and Kevin Glover, shout out to KG. You know, one of my mentors as well was playing during that time. But big time win, you know, for the Lions. And you see what they're doing as a culture and you feel it with this team. There's something special going on in Detroit. And I think it starts with their coaching staff, a veteran coaching staff, a lot of former players that are in there as well. That's something that I don't think is talked about enough. Talking about a locker room that has guys that have been in these situations, guys that have competed at a high level. And you can tell the family vibe and love they have, and it's coming out through their head coach, Dan Campbell. So shout out to Coach Campbell for switching the culture there, changing it up. And this Lions team, excuse me, isn't the same old Lions. And they're proving that week in and week out. And they had the opportunity to get another playoff game at home. So shout out to those guys. And we'll see what happens for them next week. But on to today. And really the reason why I decided to jump on this podcast was because one of my favorite teams, the Philadelphia Eagles, are playing the Buccaneers. And the Eagles have been struggling to end the season. And I have a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of Eagles family members who are locked in, and they are depressed. They don't know how to handle what's going on with the Eagles. They don't understand it. They're like, no way. They stink. Cut everybody. Fire everybody. I don't know what's going on. Take a deep breath. Just like I've been telling all of my friends and family members that have called me, fans, take a deep breath. And here was why I can say this, because y'all were killing me when I said earlier in the season, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I still don't think it was a big deal, right? You got to try to win now. Would you like to be playing your best ball coming into the playoffs? Absolutely. But just because that doesn't happen doesn't mean that it's over. And why am I qualified to have this conversation with you? It's because I've been on a team that did it. I didn't think about it until Coach Steve Swope called me depressed, talking about the birds, and he didn't understand what was going on. So I was like, Coach, relax. It ain't a big deal. All you got to do is win one game. And so when I think about Jalen Hurts leading his team, I think about what it looked like for us in 2012 when we won the Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm going to go ahead and walk you through it. For those that don't remember, and Eagles fans, I know y'all don't, but listen to this and hear me out. So we start off the season 1-0. We lose our second game at Philadelphia with the team that was led by Mike Vick, who was my favorite player growing up. Lose a tough one to Philly by one. Come out of that game, we win 4 in a row. And if you're keeping track of math, we go ahead and lose to Houston going into the bye week, right? Got blown out, 13-43. One of the worst whoopings ever, it felt like. So now we're 5-2 heading into our bye week. Note that, 5-2. We come out of the bye week. We win 4 straight. We are now 9-2. Rolling, one of the best teams in the league. We go from 9-2. We lose to the Steelers. We lose to the Commanders at Washington, which happens to be the Kirk Cousins game. RG3, unfortunately, got hurt. Kirk Cousins came in and was dealing up and down the field, and we did nothing in the second half on offense, and they won the game. Then we get blown out by Denver, 17-34 at home. The score doesn't show how it really felt, all right? So we go from being 9-2 to now we're 9-5. We play New York, beat them at home. We're 10-5. We secured our playoff spot. We lose the last game by 6 to Cincy. We are now 10-6. We were 9-2, and then we were 10-6. Kind of sounds familiar, right? To the Eagles fans, one game difference, but doesn't matter. With that being said, we come on the playoffs. We beat the Colts. We beat the Broncos. We beat the Patriots. And then we beat the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. So what I'm saying is, your record, all those things, doesn't really matter. You just need to win when it matters the most in the playoffs. So yes, it was ugly. Doesn't matter how you got there. Do you have a chance? And any given Sunday is in effect right now. So remember, the Baltimore Ravens were 9-2, and we finished at 10-6 and won the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles were number one seed, undefeated for the longest, and obviously finished with the tough record here. Well, feels that way. Not to me. You're in the playoffs. Does hurt to not have that number two seed. Dallas clearly didn't deserve it based on how they've been playing. However, that's just how life goes. You got to take the hard route now, right? This Eagles team has the DNA. They have the leadership. They have the players to get it done. So, Eagles fans, in summary, don't stress out. It's possible to get it done, and you have the right guys to do it, and we'll see what happens tonight. There also happens to be one more game coming on here tonight that I'm looking forward to watching. It's the Steelers and the Bills. Why am I looking forward to watching it? One, I like to see my little bro Diggs is going to do up there. And I always want good things for him. And I love his quarterback, Josh Allen. Shout out to Josh Allen. Really good dude as well. But also, the Steelers. It's really hard. You know, I'm a Raven, right? You don't like the Steelers too much. But this Bills team up in Buffalo is dangerous. And if somehow the Steelers are able to beat the Bills up in Buffalo, I think that's a better situation for the Ravens, for the Steelers to come on into town. Not that I'm worried about the Steelers or the Texans, but the Steelers coming to town, I'm comfortable the Ravens whoop up on them, straight up. They got bailed out the first game when they played the Steelers, that all the drops and missed opportunities with touchdowns. Then you come back, the game the other day doesn't count. Half the starters are gone. Steelers still barely won. And in the playoffs, you know, it can go either way. But the way this Ravens team is playing right now, they would beat a hole into the Steelers. So I'm hoping that the Steelers figure out a way to get it done so that they can come to Baltimore. But if they don't, then that means the Texans are going to come to Baltimore. And either way, it's going to be a great home game at M&T Bank Stadium. It'll be rocking. And the number one seeded Ravens will be ready to roll. But I can't wait to see how it all plays out, man. This Dallas loses. My other favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers. We know who they have coming to town already, the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a great game. And the way things are shaping up, my prediction as of right now, looks like we may be seeing the 49ers and the Ravens based on how things are rolling. But we'll see. We will see. That being said, playoffs are here, man. I'm excited about it. Eagles fans, keep your head up. See what happens. We'll get back to it towards the end of the week. With that being said, didn't mention, if you're interested in watching two of my favorite teams, the Baltimore Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles, we have two tickets that you can win to one of those home games. If you're in Cali, you can go see the 49ers. If you're here in Baltimore, you can go see the Ravens. All you have to do is go to my social media at TorreySmithWR, and we're raffling off two tickets. For just $20, you can win two tickets to one of the home playoff games and have a great time in an electric environment and watch two of the best teams in the league. So, looking forward to it. All proceeds go to what we're doing at Level 82. We have our travel season starting up with 7-on-7, so we're looking forward to it. So all donations are welcome as well. But also, again, you can go and support and go watch the teams play. So what better way than to support young men that are playing the game than to go out and watch some of the best do it. But I'll be locked in. Can't wait to see what's happening. Philly, keep the faith. I believe. Keep your head up. And Eagles win tonight over the Bucks. Let's do it. All right? We'll see you next time. Catch you on the next episode. Trending Thoughts, I'm out.